Toronto, an agreement Hudson's Bay signed to sell about 24 leases to a BC entrepreneur has encountered a major barrier, new court filings show. Landlords who own the properties are overwhelmingly opposed to her moving in. The Thursday filing is from Alvarez & Marcel Canada Inc., a court monitor appointed to help the Bay through creditor protection. The document says landlords representing 23 leases in a group of 25 LU purchased won't approve the plan and would oppose any potential future forced assignment. The Bay and a spokesperson for LU both declined to comment. LU attracted attention last month when Hudson's Bay announced it had chosen her to purchase up to 28 leases for the retailer and its sister Saks banners in Alberta, BC and Ontario. Three of those leases were at BC Malls LU owns, Sawa Senator Mills, Mayfair Shopping Centre and Woodgrove Centre. Court documents have shown LU will pay $2 million for each of those leases. The Bay will ask a court to approve that agreement Monday but has yet to present the broader 25-lease deal to Judge Peter Osborne because it has been working to get landlords on board with the plan. Court documents filed earlier this week showed landlords had concerns with the plan but did not detail what they were. LU wants to use the properties to open a chain of modernized department stores she will name after herself. She has told the Canadian press they will sell makeup, jewelry and apparel but will also have play spaces for children, dining areas and entertainment space. It is unclear whether the Bay's leases permit such activity. If they don't, landlords would have to agree to amendments for her pursue her vision. Alvarez & Marcel says LU and her lawyers are working to provide landlords with further information about what she wants to do with the spaces. Under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, the Bay can ask a court to assign its leases to LU, even if landlords don't readily agree. In deciding whether to make the order, the Act says the court must weigh whether the appointed monitor agrees with the move and whether LU would be able to fulfill obligations in the leases and be appropriate to assign the contracts to. In addition to the LU deals, Alvarez & Marcel's filing reveals the Bay has been busy trying to find takers for its other leases. The monitor says one party, which it did not name, is interested in up to 8 leases in Ontario, Alberta, Saskatchewan and Manitoba. It is also near to reaching a deal with an unnamed landlord who wants to acquire one of its own leases for $250,000. The Bay had one other transaction in the works but Alvarez & Marcel say it fell through after an unnamed company refused to correct errors in the agreement and then backed away from the purchase. The push to offload leases comes months after Hudson's Bay, Canada's oldest company, filed for creditor protection in March because it was unable to deal with mounting debt. It eventually sold its name and trademarks to Canadian Tire Corp. Limited for $30 million and moved to liquidate all of its stores, which closed at the end of May. Alvarez & Marcel say the sale of merchandise the Bay owned made the retailer $349.3 million. About $104 million came from goods it had under consignment, $43.9 million stemmed from the sale of additional products available through a consultant agreement and $12.7 million was attributable to furniture, fixtures and equipment. The monitor says the sales were higher than expected but offset by more forecast gift card redemptions than anticipated and lower interest in furniture, fixtures and equipment. This report by the Canadian press was first published June 19, 2025. Tara Deschamps, The Canadian Press.